Hello, and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve, where we go beyond the ordinary. I am your host, Steve, and I would like to thank all 68 countries now who have tuned in to the show from around the world. We're up to 68 now. I believe that's three more than last time I did an episode. The newest being Japan, Iceland, and Morocco, so welcome. I do know when it comes to viewers from other countries other than the United States, I know quite a few follow on Facebook, but sometimes for those of you who are listening, I do post a lot of things on Instagram if you're ever interested, you know, like art. I like art, music. Quotes, things that have to do with what I talk about on the podcast. I try to have some fun with it and obviously joke around. You know, I'm a big fan of music and art and stuff like that. But I just wanted to say thank you. It's awesome. We're up to 68 countries now, people tuning in, listening, expanding their mind, thinking outside the box. That's why they're finding people like me, and there are other people out there that talk about similar things like me, which I will even touch on, and I'll be providing links in the description box. So if you do, I don't know if it will come through on all the platforms, but I do know on Apple and Spotify for sure. When I put something in a description box, you are able to access it on those platforms. I've never used like Google, Amazon, Podcast Addict, and some of these others that I'm on before, so I don't know if you can see those. But if you ever, I do have for what I'm discussing today some links, some research that you could actually go back and look up yourself, especially from the CIA's website. At CIA.gov. So if you can't view that, send me an email, info@impossiblesteve.com. Happy to send you the links. Or of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, DM me. I'm going to try to get Twitter rocking as well for some reason. I think we all know why. It doesn't work on my Apple phone. I have an Apple phone. And I think that's because of the whole, you know, Elon thing, which I'm a big fan of Elon personally, but I don't know, or maybe I'm just too stupid to figure it out, one of the two. But just want to let you know I'm available out there. I can always provide you links, answer questions. I've answered a few questions already to people who have asked about other things in the show or about demonic entities and stuff like that, because in my opinion, religion and quantum physics go hand in hand. And whatever you want to call them, angels, demons, gods, and devils, they're in the quantum realm because they're not material. So just wanted to basically let you know a little bit about that. But today, I don't really know what to call the topic. I want to discuss the Matrix a little bit. I want to discuss telepathy in the CIA, and I also want to discuss recent events with alien sightings. Some local news and some major news networks have talked a little bit about it, and kind of discuss kind of what's going on there as well. And it does, and when you start talking about telepathy, well, all three, Matrix, telepathy, and CIA, or aliens, you know, without quantum and understanding basics of quantum and multiple earth theories and string theories and stuff like that, if you have a basic understanding for that, no wonder you don't think this stuff exists. But if you do have a basic, even elementary level understanding of it, you could see how the theories may be possible, you know. And I think more and more people are starting to wake up and at least learn the elementary fundamentals of quantum, and I suggest metaphysics as well. But basically, the Matrix, I've talked about it a couple times. A lot of people are starting to refer to it as the Satanic Matrix. I kind of agree. with that. And David Icke, I used to listen to some of his stuff, read a few of his books. He really talks about a lot of things, like from reptilian aliens to just all kinds of stuff. I mean, British guy. Used to be a pro soccer player and then a newscaster as well before he started writing books. But some of them are very interesting, and I liked his touch on the Matrix, because if it is a simulation system, well, as we all know, to power technology, you need computing power, you need processing power, you need high speeds. And his theory is that on Earth, the processing power is the speed of light. There's nothing faster, according to our laws of physics, and which he's right about the speed of light being nothing faster according to our laws of physics. So, but if you look at that theory, that's very interesting of how, okay, well, there's your processing power for this simulation that alters our perception and reality. Very interesting stuff. But a lot of people are starting to sway towards, at least some of the podcasts and things I've been reading online are swaying towards a satanic matrix. And I kind of like it for a couple reasons. Number one, if God created Earth, which I think he did, and trees and people and lakes and oceans and all kinds of stuff, and the devil fell from Earth and a re rebe because of a rebellion was kicked out and was stuck on Earth, would the devil not try to manipulate, recreate, or do whatever to what was already here? I mean, it only makes logical sense. He already rebelled in heaven, right? He already tried to overthrow God in heaven and take over heaven, so why would he not take over Earth? And why would he not create a system on top of what God had already created? And that's what I refer to as the Matrix, because God didn't create, and I'm not saying all this stuff's bad, but hear me out for a second. God didn't create a judicial system. He didn't create a financial system. He didn't create a healthcare system. He didn't create pharmaceutical companies. He didn't create, some of these stuff, all this stuff we see on an everyday basis. He created Earth. He created people. He created animals and plants and the sky and the waters, and I can go on and on, the stars and all that stuff. So this stuff that takes place that we perceive in our reality is not obviously what God had intended. I think we all can all kind of agree on that in some way, shape, or form. And we all have jobs. That's what we do. We all work in this stuff. I mean, it's how we make money. It's how we feed ourselves. So according to the Matrix theory, that would be the world. Satan created this world on top of a world that altered humanity's perception of how we view things. Because a lot, unless you're blind, a lot of us rely heavily on what we see. And there's a lot of unseen stuff out there. Like, we can't see the cells in our body. We know they exist. We can't see microorganisms in the dirt. We know they exist. There's a lot of things we can't see that we know actually exist. So, but we rely heavily on it, every day. What we see really matters, really influences us, and really, determines on every action that we take on an everyday basis. So altering humanity's perception would only make sense and probably be one of the first things he did. If he's even a he, I just call him a he would actually be an entity which doesn't really have a male or female sex, but because they're not humans, we're humans. We have the male female sex. We're not demons or angels. But so altering that perception makes a lot of sense. So one theory with that matrix theory is I've always looked at God as an artist and the devil as a musician. The devil up in heaven was a musician. He was cast out. He created all the music. It was supposed to be very good, but God, created the world, the universe, and whatnot. That's art. But on this topic of a matrix of a system, a few people have referred to God as a programmer, like the he programmed all this that we see today. And then the devil, or Satan, if you will, is like another programmer trying to take over the system. I kind of see where they're going with that, but if we take that and run with it for a minute, okay, I can see God being the master programmer, and then Satan, the devil, would be a virus. Because what a virus does is try to override a system. It tries to take over a system and manipulate it and change it. So if you do take the matrix theory and believe God and the devil, then God would be the master programmer and Satan would be the virus trying to override the system at all times. Some people also believe that if you get in touch with God, you know, separate yourself from this, I can't remember the word they use, not necessarily reality, but the material things like the money and the sex and the drugs and all that stuff, right? That you can create, basically get in touch with God one-on-one, where you're accessing the source code, where you're communicating back and forth with the source of all creation, and that's how people are claiming that they're able to manifest things and create things or have these protections and whatnot. So I do like the master programmer, Satan being a virus thing, because we clearly, especially in the last few years, especially up to right now, have seen some dramatic, crazy changes, and they're only going to get weirder and stranger and faster. And we have seen some people do some pretty amazing stuff. We've read about it in history, and we've heard about it in present time. I think we're going to see more people do amazing stuff. I think a few people are going to get really close to God, to this master programmer, if you will, and access the source code, because if God's the master programmer, he can create anything, and he would just simply, you know, like create, Bible talks about creating a path for you, creating a way for you, you know, he would just simply push all this fake stuff out of the way, program around it, program through it, whatever programmers do. I'm not a programmer, but that's what would happen. So the devil basically wouldn't be as good of a programmer, and God would be able to override that system. So those are really heavily talked about on YouTube and Rumble right now. I'm finding a ton of stuff on it. Very interesting if you want to, you know, search through it and just kind of think about it. I like to read about stuff or listen to it and just think about it in my own, you know, words and thoughts, and I don't agree with everything they say, and I do agree with some of the things that they say. I could very easily see the devil coming over here and creating a system on top of a system and trying to rule the world that way. I mean, I could definitely see that. It makes a little bit of sense to me, because we're not going to know. We're born here. We only know what's taught to us by our parents, or church if you go, or if you don't go, or grandparents, or whatever. And we only know what we're taught and what we see. So being able to manipulate that from the time a human being is born, people aren't going to know what to believe. And now we've got all these technologies coming out with, you know, AI and blockchain and data security stuff and special aircrafts and super rocket missiles and all kinds of stuff. And you know, according to scholars, this has all existed before. You know, Sumerians talk about it in their writings. Egyptians obviously had super technology building pyramids. I mean, we can't even build those today with the technology we have. So there's no way they built super structures and walked around in flip-flops and rode camels all day. There's just no way. That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, to believe that AI and other technologies have existed before is not so far-fetched. As a matter of fact, AI was used in World War II. as you know, computers weren't even launched until the 70s. So you can go back and research that yourself. And there's some really old programmers out there that, they're probably in their 60s. They can tell you a little bit about that. You know, I had a few programmers tell me about that and how it worked. Obviously, it's way more advanced now than it was back then, but they were using a form of AI. And all AI really is, at the end of the day, at a fundamental level, is rules. What do I do if this does this? And what do I do if this does this? And it's over and over and over and over again. And it moves at accelerated speed because it's a machine. So what people are afraid of is that it will teach itself. You've heard the stories, la-di-da-di. And I'm not necessarily afraid of the AI teaching itself, but I think I know how it would happen. Because I've been reading a good book by Jonathan Cahn called Return of the Gods, where he does discuss possession, demonic possession, not only with people, but with nations and, other things. It don't have to just be people. It can be, you know, possessions and nations and stuff like this, and systems, if you will, where these demonic forces possess pretty much everything. So when it comes to people, they need a host. You know, usually you got to be a willing participant. There's ways that the Catholics and other religions talk about how you can be a non-volunteer but still be possessed. I'm not really quite sure how that works. But for the most part, on a possession level, it's because someone was dabbling with the occult or some kind of witchcraft and playing with, you know, these magics and these spells and these chants and these rituals that they don't know 100% about, and that's how they're letting them in and become possessed. It's usually something like that on a person's, but you know, to do nations and like schools and churches, and I'm just throwing out things here, I can't remember everything you named, to be possessed by these spirits is something to be thought about. Because let's say spirits can, you know, obviously, if it was, let's say, AI, you don't need a volunteer to, if possession's real, to possess AI, because it's not a human being. So if I've talked about demons using the quantum field of information to access information and tell you things that only you and other and your dead relative would know, and it's not your dead relative, this is demonic force who went and found the information, right? Well, it's the same scenario here. All AI does is span across the internet and go through multiple databases simultaneously and find information. So either AI existed before and this is just another tool for these demons to use, or if it's not, and something that man has created for the first time, we can even go that way if you want, it would be very easily to manipulate by a spiritual force. And that's how AI would teach itself. It wouldn't be necessarily teaching itself. It would just simply be taken over by a spiritual force and wreak havoc and cause all kinds of problems. It's exactly how it would work. So the only way, I guess, to stop that, I've talked about it with people before. AI needs certain kind of, obviously, you've even heard about it. People in the news have even been saying, hey, we need some kind of rules when it comes to development of AI. We need some kind of legal structure. And you really need to go beyond that. It really needs to be to where AI can't access every single little thing without human intervention, you know. And then you encrypt that human intervention in a certain way. I've actually talked to the government about this about 2 years ago. I talked to the intelligence community about it in depth, on how using AI with certain blockchain technologies and certain types of encryption can be extremely powerful, because you won't be able to stop it. But you got to have that human intervention, because you wouldn't be able to stop it. So the reason why I was talking about it being unstoppable was for adversary attacks. So China wouldn't be able to stop it. Russia wouldn't be able to stop it. You know, the enemies against the United States wouldn't be able to stop it, but you need someone or a group of someone's, preferably within the United States, to stop that. You know, it's cool the other countries can't, but you need to at least be able to stop that. So don't encrypt the part or hand over the part to AI that only you can stop. Long talks about that back in the day. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's how you stop AI with common sense. You know, don't hand it over. But if you're talking on a spiritual level, then it don't matter. That's why I laugh a little bit about encryption and cybersecurity and stuff like that. At the end of the day, you're not stopping God, number one, and you're not stopping the other yahoo, which people call the devil or Satan or, you know, the virus in the Matrix, or even the one who created the Matrix. You're not stopping that, bottom line. And now, if you don't believe in religion, then I guess, you know, whatever, you can, I guess you don't got to worry about it. But, you know, demonic forces and also forces of good can heavily influence. I've seen things literally disappear in front of my face. Like, so, I mean, I can tell you right now, it don't matter. And I think people at a very high level of in the intelligence community know and are aware of this, and they know that there are just some things that every once in a blue moon they can't control, and it just is what it is type of thing. So I think there's some people out there that really get it. So it's tough, man, when you're dealing with all these technologies. But I do think when you go back to Sumerian, Babylonian, look at what we're doing today. I think all this stuff has existed before. Like I said, they created things that we can't even create today with our technology. They clearly had things that we didn't have, and we probably had some things that they didn't have. You know, heck, like I said, maybe AI is brand new. Maybe it started at a fundamental level in World War II, and it's gotten this far. I don't know. But I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if all this existed before, is what I'm trying to say. So, and I do think demonic forces can break through any technology you have at any time, and have probably done so for various reasons. But that's something to think about. I mean, I could see the devil creating a matrix system on top of what God has already created. Like, Earth was something special to God. You know, Earth was really, it was a masterpiece that he spent a lot of time on. Like I said, I refer to him as an artist. So it's like someone drawing this great, amazing painting that's probably worth like $1 billion, and someone just coming in with a paintbrush and painting all over it. That's kind of what that's the Matrix, right? That's kind of what we're seeing today. So I do think if you look at religion as a whole, take that master programmer approach, and okay, well, the devil got kicked out of heaven. He's going to mess up God's stuff. So he created a world on top of a world. Think about that for a little bit, and you know, shoot me some info on what you guys think about that. You know, email or DM me. What's your theory on it? As I'm curious to hear, especially those from a religious standpoint. You know, from whatever religion you are, you know, how does that work? You know, how would the Matrix work with your religion? Because I bet if you read it closely, and then, I don't know, for fun, go watch the Matrix movie and then kind of put it together with your religion, you could probably see how whatever the bad force is in your religion would create some kind of system to piss off the good force in your religion, you know, and enslave the humans, which God loved very much. So I see it. I see, I like the theory. I see how it could, be more possible than impossible, especially with David Icke's theory, the processing power being speed of light. Well, that's some heavy duty processing power. So yes, if there was a matrix being processed by the speed of light, it would obviously move so fast that we couldn't see it with our perception, clearly. And it would take some kind of processing power like that to create a real actual matrix. So it's very interesting theory. I kind of like where his head is. Next topic's telepathy. It's one of my favorite subjects. Telepathy and telekinesis are two very interesting things. Telekinesis, if you don't know, is where you move objects with your mind. Telepathy can be confused with empaths. I think they kind of go hand in hand, or ESP, psychic phenomenon. I think telepathy is more of a communication, to where empaths is like, okay, something's going to happen on this day, like a psychic prediction. But the CIA, if you go to CIA.gov, and I'll post links in the description, they have article after article after article of studies that they've done in the 50s, starting in the 50s, and even in present day. But from the 50s to like the 80s, the CIA was heavily invested in telepathy and telekinesis. They even made the movie with George Clooney that's based on true events. Clearly not the whole movie, but based on true events. There's telekinesis schools throughout the United States. You can Google that for yourself. Just type in schools that study telekinesis that teach you not only how to move objects with your mind, but research how that actually works. So there are people out there that clearly believe, know, or think that other people out there can move things with their mind. And I do know DARPA is working on a project. Again, you can look that up on government contracts if you want to tear through all those millions of contracts they got out there, are working on being able to shoot lasers with your thoughts. So I know that's currently one of the contracts being bidded on. So there's a lot to telekinesis and telepathy and the whole empath thing. And what inspires me to talk about telepathy today is not only has our government been studying it for years, and they use it in one way, shape, or form to the best of their ability for the adversary, you know, trying to predict their next move. People are starting to notice that you know, strange things. You know, there are some people out there that kind of know your thoughts. They don't know what you're saying word for word, but they kind of know some things that just don't make sense. Or they're just going to, or you might see somebody one day, hey, Steve seems like a cool guy, and now you see Steve everywhere. And when you go to Starbucks, you see Steve. And when you go to the grocery store, you see Steve. And the gym, you see Steve. And it gets so much, you're like, oh, is Steve following me? No. What it is basically, you know, humans are made up of energy. And there are certain energies that just click. Whether your subconscious or objective brain realizes it or not, sometimes you just connect with people, and that will bring you together at certain places at certain times, and neither one of you going to know it. You're just going to, oh, hey, there's so-and-so. You can look at a person and say the person's sitting down reading the book, and you're like, hey, you know what, Steve, if you can hear me, look at me right now. And Steve turns his head and looks over. Coincidence, right? Fine. So the person might say, that's coincidence. So they might do it multiple times, not only through the day, but during the week and like for a month. And they might go tell their friends, man, every time I look at Steve and say, hey, Steve, look at me, in my mind, he turns his head and looks at me. I said, they're like, shut up, no, watch. And then they'll do it. And then the person will turn and look at them. Some freaky, weird stuff. So more and more people are starting to notice that. And telepathy, I've talked about it before. It's basically people that are on the same wavelength and tuning into the same frequency. We give off frequencies. We're made of energy. Number one, our energies connect for whatever reason, whether you're male or female, it doesn't matter. This isn't about love and romance, though if you were able to have romance with someone at that energetic level like that, it would actually probably be quite amazing, because you would really know each other inside and out, and it would be very interesting. It would be unlike a relationship you had ever been in, put it that way. So you definitely wouldn't be able to lie to each other, that's for damn sure. They're gonna smell it a mile away. But you know, people are noticing these things. It's telekinesis. I haven't seen anyone move an object with their mind. But I do like a podcast I was listening to. It was on Apple. So I can't even remember the guy's name. And he was like, well, how do you know you can't do it unless you try it? And he said, well, that's an interesting point. And he said, well, and even if you do try and don't do it, that doesn't mean that you're unable to do it. You got to do it for a long period of time. It's like you don't just, you know, walk outside, put a golf ball on the ground and just hit it 400 yards. No, you gotta work on your swing, you gotta practice, and eventually over time you get good and you hit that golf ball 400 yards. It might take you years, you know. Some people are able to do it faster than others, but it takes a lot of work to hit that golf ball 400 yards on one swing. So it'd be the same scenario here, and it was a very interesting point. You know, we as humans just take things kind of for granted, like, okay, we can't do it, it must not exist. But when was the last time you sat down every day for 15 minutes a day for 30 days and tried to move an object with your mind? I bet you the answer is never. So you really don't know if you can't do it until you try, right? And I mean, I don't mean try for a week. You got to sit there and really dedicate yourself to it. It's like learning a sport or learning how to play catch for the first time, or, you know, when you're learning something, or just imagine if you can remember that far back, trying to learn how to write for the first time and how difficult that was when you were a child. Like, just to write your simple ABCs was like, it blew your mind. And now we write like it's like we don't even got to think. It's automatic. But we've done it our entire life. So that's what they study at these schools. Sorry, my gum. Is people who have actually, well, not only do they study the theory, but they actually study people who have invested a lot of their life into doing that. So it would take you a while, basically, before you could figure out if you could do it or not. All right, you're not going to find out in a week. You're probably not even going to find out in a month. I bet you would have to do it. You would truly have to do it every day for a certain time period for a year. And if you did that, I bet if you did it 15 minutes or more a day, every single day, no breaks, you do not miss 365 days, you would definitely be able to say, okay, I either can or cannot move this object with my mind. Because at least you gave it your all. And none of us, including myself, has sat there and done that. So we can't throw it out the window. And there's some evidence out there, and there's some people, and obviously they get millions of dollars in these schools to research and do this. CIA heavily invested government funding out the wazoo for years, even still today, on telekinesis. So there's clearly something there. Maybe it's only small things, big things. I don't know. I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. But there's clearly something there for you guys to start looking at. But I do also believe, because in this world with so much change and so much going on right now, that, again, I just said it earlier, we're going to see a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot, I would say a noticeable amount of people do strange and unusual things that we cannot put our fingers on, you know, and there's a lot of different reasons for that, a lot of different shifts going on, a lot of different energies going on, just a lot of different things going on right now being uncovered by the mass, you know. There's always been the conspiracy people, but now you have the masses looking, the mass majority looking at things like, okay, wait, this stuff isn't making sense, and they're starting to think outside the box, which is what no government wants, period, because it just causes a lot of confusion and disaster. But you have the masses really starting to take a look at things. I mean, I've noticed for the first time, I think, that I can remember, I've heard people, you know, my age, I'm in my 40s or older, say, you know, I just quit watching the news. I can't do it anymore. I can't deal with it anymore. So they're not even worried about if the news is lying or not. You know, we have that conspiracy going on right now. They're just like, I cannot deal with this crap anymore. I refuse to watch it. And that's freaking the government out, too. We've been using propaganda since I was born in the 70s. I know what was going on then. So you got people literally turning away from the TV set for the first time since those bad boys came out. Like, they're really getting tired of it, you know. So it's an interesting time. But telepathy, I encourage you deeply. I will put some links on there to study that, to think about it. I think it's kind of cool for people to connect, to be on the same wavelength, you know. I think you could have a really good friendship there if you could get past it. It would be weird at first, you know, especially if you don't know the person very well. That's some weird stuff, especially if they like know things about you, like some kind of psychic crystal ball reading or some weird thing, right? That's a little bit freaky, you know. I get it, whether you're a dude, whether you're a chick, that's a little bit freaky, makes you a little uncomfortable. But I do think, you know, it could, you know, people that connect like that is still pretty rare. I don't think it happens a lot. And I think people that can connect like that, if they could get through that weird, unusual, awkward fear part, yeah, I think they'd be really good friends, to be honest with you. I think it'd be really, really cool. I think all of us would like to connect with somebody or multiple somebodies like that, you know? But read a little bit about it. I'm not going to get too in-depth on the telepathy part today, but we will get into more of it. I love telepathy. I've seen it work, or you can call it intuition. Intuition is actually a better word to use. Telepathy is like the famous name, but at the end of the day, it's just simply intuition. Hey, this person wants me to look at them, or this person's thinking this, or, you know, I can tell, you know. Or for some reason, I'm going to go get my haircut at Sport Clips today. Just random thought. And then you show up and then there's that other person at Sport Clips. You know, it's intuition is all that is. It's an energy drawing you guys together at the end of the day. So the last little topic I want to talk about, because this has actually hit some mainstream news. So there's been some recent alien sightings. Saw a few clips on, you know, some local news channels, some mainstream news, kind of mention it, kind of bring it up. A lot going on with that. One of the most interesting, and I will post this link in the description as well, there's a show called on Rumble and YouTube, and it's probably on some other platforms, called Redacted. And the guy from Redacted, it's a guy and his wife. I can't remember. She used to be a news correspondent for somebody. I can't remember if it was NBC or I don't remember what platform she was on. She actually interviewed Joe Biden when he first got into office. I believe is president, or maybe when he was vice president. I don't know. She did an interview with him, but he worked for Fox for many years, and then walked away or resigned. I'm not quite sure what happened from Fox, and they started their own news outlet because one of the reasons they said is they were tired of being told what they could and could not talk about. You know, and I get it. There's ratings, and people are more interested in certain things. You know, it's a money system. Someone owns Fox News. Someone wants to make money. So they talk about all kinds of stuff, you know, from the war and Russia and stuff like that. But here recently they did a show. I guess there were some whistleblowers in the military who have came out to Congress and had issued statements, and they showed their interviews. They showed them speaking to Congress, talking about UFO technologies and, you know, things, technologies that they can't explain, that fly at speeds that they can't figure out. And we've all heard the stories, right? And it's all different branches, Marines, Army, Special Forces, former CIA, former FBI, people like that. And again, I'll put the link in there so you can see some of those people. They're talking to Congress about it. And just in case you're not aware, in the United States, if you issue something to Congress, a testimony, it's called a testimony to Congress, and you're lying, that's actually a criminal offense and you will be thrown in jail. That's why this is such a big deal with them coming out and speaking to Congress, because if Congress says, okay, you're lying to me, these men and women go to jail, period. That's how the law works. So it's a really big deal. And they have evidence, and they're showing evidence, and they're showing documents, and all kinds of weird stuff. But what caught my attention the most, and I told you I did a topic over aliens a few episodes ago, and I told you 50% of sightings were military. They talk about the military having super technology that had been created by companies of the military-industrial complex. That'd be Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, big companies like that, that are manned by Americans that have no... They're in uniform, but they're carrying heavy weaponry, but it's better than what, like, you know, the Marines are. It's like special op weaponry, and they're manned by U.S. People who do not have credentials and do not give credentials, and actually held Marines at gunpoint, asking them what they were doing. They walked up, the Marines came, it was in Indonesia, came up to the craft to see what it was. They were all held by gunpoint, Marines, and questioned, why are you here? We can make you disappear right now, la-di-da-di. And one of the things that one of the guys testified to Congress about was that these people are using these aircraft for human trafficking. And in case you don't know, human trafficking is a $34 billion industry. It's more than the airline industry, the global airline industry, not just the airline industry in the United States. So they're saying, they're telling Congress, hey, this stuff is in not only in the wrong hands, it's extremely dangerous. And you got to ask yourself, how was it created? Well, the industrial complex did create some, but how did it get involved in the bad actors? In order to create a super technology, other than obviously you'd have to be very smart and have a team of engineers, you would need a lot of money. So, I mean, a lot of money, because we're talking about things way more advanced than the F-16. I think those are $40 million planes, if not more. You would need a lot of money. And the only people, other than the military industrial projects, which do have a lot of money, but the only people I can think of, we've all heard of the 1%, which are billionaires. But what you don't hear very often, I've heard this term maybe two times, three times in my life, but what you don't hear talked about very often is there's a 1% of the 1%. Those people have money that doesn't even make sense, that you can't even compute in your brain. Those people have basically their own military. They travel. They don't. Rules do not apply to them. They just don't. You're talking about an extremely small number. People's names you will never hear or know or see, for that matter. There's guesses of who they may be. They stay very well hidden, and for a reason. I'll get to that in another show. But the 1% of the 1%, it would be no problem for them to have that kind of money to build a super technology. So, you know, when you got people holding Marines at gunpoint that are American and a spaceship, there's clearly a problem. So, I'll put the link in there. Again, these people are testifying to Congress. These are their stories. This isn't mine. I didn't cook this up. This isn't my theory. My only thing I threw in there was the 1% of the 1%. Everything else, that's all them. But that's something to think about. One of the testimonies was there's a base in Antarctica for traffic, for interstellar traffic and outer stellar. So for things flying in and things flying out. So they're saying things fly in and we fly out. They said it's the largest, whatever, not airport, but radio tower, whatever they call them, in the world. Air traffic control in the world. In Antarctica. Again, they're testifying to Congress. You'll see it. They're telling them all this stuff. So, and with the stuff on the news recently and cops going to this backyard because someone called 911, there were two aliens in there. Cop, because he wears a camera on his uniform, you know, looked up and saw a thing fly through the sky, which I did see that. There was clearly something flying through the sky. All this is coming out now. Testimony to Congress, sightings. You remember a few months ago, the shooting the down around the Canada. We are being primed for alien invasion for a couple reasons. Number one, I don't think we're going to have an alien invasion. I think it's human. I think they're human controlled. I think they're humans. And I think that they have special technology and they're going to pretend that either they're alien or work with aliens to change our whole system, to change the way we think, our rules, our constitution, our money, to change everything. You need a catastrophic event to take place. And unless you're just going to go trigger a volcano to blow up, which would just kill us all, you need something that you can control. How can you control a catastrophic event? You know, we talked about, people talk about, you know, that pandemic that went around. You know, some say that was a test run or whatever. Nothing would worry people more, because people fear what they don't know. If they thought there were aliens out there, it would make people stay inside. They'd probably hurt themselves, unfortunately. They would turn to the government, please help us, these are aliens, protect us from the aliens, and do pretty much. So we're prime for this alien invasion bullcrap. And I'm not buying it. I've told you guys several times that we have technology that our minds cannot even wrap around. Dude, we have got some technology out there, I'm telling you. I don't care where it came from. People have this technology. People. Human beings, and they're using it. And I think they're going to start using it to mess with you guys in order to create a new system, which is already unfolding. I mean, you got a little bit of pushback, but you got the digital currency coming out in all the major countries, including the United States, already. You know, you got all these rule changes going on. You know, you got the World Economic Forum treaty where if they declare a pandemic, if whatever country signs that treaty, if they declare a pandemic, then there's no more constitution in any of the countries. You got to do what the World Economic Forum says and all kinds of weird shit, or the WHO, WHO, or whoever the fuck they are. You got all this bullshit coming out, and people are going to resist it and fight it, and some people aren't going to succeed, you know. So they got to think of very creative ways here. Plus, it's time to start bringing this technology to light, this technology that they've had forever. It's time to start bringing this out, and they got to do it a certain, they got to roll it out in a certain way, you know, or people are like, how the hell, where did this even come from, right? So there's a lot going on. I don't quite know their angle about it. I told you aliens are nothing more than demonic entities, bottom line. I also told you 50% of UFO sightings are military, bottom line. So there's something with those two things coming soon. It sounds like a lot sooner than later. So I'd be interested to see. I want you guys to keep your eyes on that. I want you guys to not necessarily, I mean, believe what you want. But don't believe everything you see, because like I said, everyone knows in the know that people's perception are everything. And if they can get you to perceive something a certain way, then that's what you're going to believe, because that's what you see. And I'm telling you, just don't believe everything that you see. That's really all I'm telling you at the end of the day. And I'm telling you, if you see a little freaking flying saucer flying in the air, there's a dude in there. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what kind of magic light comes out of it. There's a fucking dude in there. Punch that son of a bitch in the face if you get close enough, is all I can tell you right there. But at the end of the day, I want you to think about all that. Again, I will definitely put that redacted link in there, because that is a Congress testimonial where if those people, there's a handful of them, are lying, they're going to prison. So they're letting it ride. They sure do think that they got enough evidence to keep them out of prison. I'm going to keep my eye on it too, because it's pretty interesting, especially when they were talking about humans holding Marines at gunpoint, U.S. people, United States holding the United States Marines at gunpoint. That's messed up, and I can't believe the Marines didn't shoot back at them. Marines are a little bit half crazy anyway. You know, they're trained to just fight. I'm really surprised. That's why I think there's something more to that story, because Marines are trained not to fear. So if four or five of them were all of a sudden scared because some guys had guns, that doesn't make sense to me. So I already think there's something wrong with that guy's story. You know, go find a Marine and see, and ask him or her for yourself what they think of that story. That don't jive with me about how he got scared and freaked out when people pointed guns at him. You just got to know Marines. That the instinct would have been to just fire. It would have been instinctual. So it's what they're trained to do. So I don't get that. But some interesting stuff. I want you guys to check it out. And how it all ties into quantum, it's pretty much everything I just said. If you have alien craft, let's just call it alien craft, that travel at speeds faster than the speed of light, which they're claiming, you would have to have a system that defies laws of physics, period, to travel at the speed of light. It would be able to do things that our laws of physics could not control. So the only thing that would make any kind of sense to me, if that's true, it's clearly interdimensional travel. And interdimensional travel, if you know anything about interdimensional, it doesn't mean you got to go into warp speed and travel 100 million billion light years away. No, interdimensional travel means that there's dimensions inside dimensions inside dimensions. So you could literally open your bathroom door and walk inside it and be in another dimension if you could interdimensionally travel. My thing is, how are they doing that? Because the way I look at it, if a human being's made of atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons, and some people that believe in quantum say, well, no, we're not. We're nothing but perception. We're nothing but thought and awareness and a frequency. And that's, you know, I could actually see that too. So something's going to come. So this is how we're going to figure out a lot about ourselves here with this spacecraft coming out. A, does it interdimensional travel? Okay, let's say it does. Great, humans are inside of it. So that means either humans really are energy, vibration, frequency, thought, and awareness, or they're made up of these atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. Now the problem with being made up of atoms is that if you interdimensional travel, your atoms are going to pull apart and you're going to combust. So you are not able to interdimensionally travel if you're made of atoms. So we're really going to get to learn a lot about ourselves if this aircraft is real. Because how are they interdimensionally traveling? So then we're not made of molecules then? These are some things you got to really start taking a look at. And doing, I told you need an elementary level understanding of quantum here. But you really, let's pretend for a minute that the United States created a UFO and can interdimensionally travel. I want to know how they're doing that. That's going to tell us everything we need to know right there. And that probably freaks them out. So you need to think about that, guys. Chew on it. Again, I'm going to close this down for the day. I hope you all enjoyed it. Hit me up, shoot me emails, DM me. Thank you all so much for listening, and have a good day.